Finally, new rule, just because you live in the middle of nowhere doesn't make you more authentic than me. It just means you have a much longer drive to the airport. Now, ever since Sarah Palin came along, this election has been falsely framed as a contest between salt of the earth, small-time maverick Westerners, and snooty Eastern elites. You know, there's people who go to church on Sunday, and there's people who go to brunch. Even fast-talking, cross-dressing Rudy Giuliani. The former mayor of New York City accused Obama of being too cosmopolitan. That's like being called a douchebag by Andy Dick. And listen to Mitt Romney from the same convention. He said, if America really wants change, it's time to look for the sun in the west, because it's about to rise and shine from Arizona and Alaska. Of course, if the sun actually did rise in the west, that would mean the earth is spinning backwards and we'd all fly into space. But then Mormons were never big on science. But what Mitt was getting at is that the East Coast is where all the liberals with their bad ideas come from. You know, bad ideas like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. As opposed to the brilliant ideas that will come out of the West, like frontier justice and wearing cowboy boots with a suit. The ideas this nation was founded on came from the most cosmopolitan people of their day, the founding fathers who believed in science, who looked to Europe for wisdom, and who had no use for ignorant hicks like Bush and Palin. The truth is, as America moved west and got farther away from its birthing in Boston and Philadelphia, it became less American, not more. We keep hearing about small-town values, you know, like shooting wolves from an airplane or forcing your daughter into a doomed loveless marriage. Cities are about diversity of thought. Small towns are about, well, crystal meth. And last year, police found 42 meth labs in Sarah Palin's home county. Drug addiction is a terrible thing, but apparently it beats living in Wasilla sober. There's so much meth in this town, I'm surprised the Palins didn't have a kid named Tweaker.